do a part two, y'all. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling it today. You feeling the love today? I'm feeling love today. Jay-Z's asking, where's the love? I'm asking, where's the love? I mean, you know, it's a great day to ask the same question. So, here is the million-dollar question for you guys today. Have you spread the love today? Have you showed the love today that you need to give today? Are you expressing the most amount of love that you can today? If you aren't, I'm just letting you know, and God knows, you're missing out. And as Jay-Z says, in the heart of the city, ain't no love in the heart of the city. I said, where's the love? Because if you got no heart, if you got no ambition, if you got no attitude, no strength to go behind it, where's the fight? Where's the love? And all my heart and my love goes out to California, of course, right now. I know I mentioned it in my previous episode, but I just want to let you guys know that the heart of the city should be given to the state of California. So if you can give any love, the amount of love that you can give, any amount, please, please do. I've still been wondering and still been questioning if my plan or what I have for this strategy would be a good idea. From someone who's not from California, who was born and raised in Massachusetts, and has always wanted to go to California, but has always respected the people from there, and you know, always had some type of, you know, love, of course, L-O-V-E, and, you know, I want to donate, and I know a lot of people have, and been donating to, the Red Cross, and to, the state of California, and to the firefighters, and their government. I know they need it. So, I was just thinking to run a Where is the Love kind of campaign, right? And I'm not sure if I want to call it Where is the Love, but I want to call it something close to it, like Show the Love, Spread Love. Love can be given, something, I don't know, something that just clicks, right, that I've been trying to work on. And this has been going on for a couple months now, I want to say, about 2 months that I've been thinking about the campaign, but it's been a month or so since the wildfire, so I felt like the connection became greater when that happened, right? But the idea started back, October, November, of just kind of having a campaign of kind of bringing in a community that shows more love. You know, it doesn't have to be love for, you know, for God here. You know, of course, this is God is My Judge podcast, but it doesn't have to be necessarily about God, but you know, just love in general, you know, love for people, love for the community, love for life, you know, love to live, you know, the will to live, you know, just all of it, just want to feel that type of warmth, loving notion of energy, you know, that we can spread, that we can show, and that we can, you know, all we wish that we can just bottle up in a jar and, you know, open it when we need to, you know, or open it when, you know, we don't have that same love or the same percentage of love, right? But sometimes there's no love than true love, you know, the purest, genuine love from the bottom of your heart, right? The love that you give that some people don't see, right? Why are we hiding it? Why aren't we expressing it more enough every day? Little by little. I know for me, for some people that I've known, view it as weakness, you know, view it as being soft, view it as not worthy of being in someone's vocabulary, let alone their life, right? And I find that, of course, interesting, but a little hard to believe that not in every human being that we feel some type of love, or we want to feel some type of love, or that we strive to have some love, or, you know, the saying that I never thought I would say, you know, I'd rather have loved some, right, than never loved at all type of shit. You know, that so I ask myself, if I'm gonna do something, or if I'm gonna try something, or if I'm gonna put my best foot forward, what am I doing it for? Why am I doing it for? And is it with the intention of me wanting to love it? Am I going to love it? I'm not saying that, you know, plan that everything you should do, you should know, you should love it at every second of the time. No, of course not. I mean, we do things that we do things on the daily that we say we love that we wish we could take a break from, right? We all feel that. We all go through that. But when I mean love, that we love so much that we want to feel every day. We want to see it every day. We want to acknowledge it every day. We want to be aware of it every day. If you don't have any of that feeling of that sort, then I hate to say it, you're half-assing it. You're almost, I'm not saying that you're being lazy, but sometimes, you know, if you do put in those emotions, sometimes those feelings, you will really see and feel why we're even doing certain things to begin with, right? You know, sometimes my favorite things are when I go into a scenario, or, you know, situation or building or anything, anywhere, with just an open mind of not knowing what the possibility could be. But I'm not saying that it's going to be so endless of the possibility where I'm going to stress myself out and I am going to feel overwhelmed of what could happen and the wrong could happen. No. I'm saying that I ask myself, and I kind of ask, you know, the world and ask God, what does today have in store for me, right? And if anyone has listened to any of my episodes at this point, that's what I've said before, right? I don't know what is going to happen, or what I am going to feel, or how I could feel, or if I'm going to love every second of that day or that moment of what I'm getting myself into, right? But if like I have an open mind, that hopefully I will enjoy it, or I kind of push myself forward. You kind of just never know where you really end up getting, or how you end up feeling, or how you even end up thinking about everything. And that's the beauty of life, right? It's the beauty of trying new things, stepping outside of our comfort zone, showing love that we never thought we had, showing skills we never thought we had, right? And I just say, I can only say that my heart goes out to this city, you know, city of Boston. You know, as much as Boston is just so cruel, it's so dark, has seasonal depression, has people scamming. Man, always watching your back, always dealing with drama. And then you have the one percentile that makes it all worth it, right? That makes you strive, that makes you say that today was worth waking up today. We don't want to lose that. We want more of that. And we want to look more towards that. And the only way to do that, I feel like, is not only look for the love, you know. I'm not asking where the love is so you can look for it. Is it underneath the fridge? Is it in the cabinet? Is it in the laundry? No, we're not looking for it in that sense. We already have it. And it's about if we're going to be bringing it out, or if we're just going to store it away and hide it away and let nobody else see it. Just like the show Lost, yo. It's so funny. That just popped up just now. And we think that we don't have time to show it, or we don't know how to show it, or I don't know. I think about it too. It's not knowing, I think, is what makes it tough, right? And it makes me think, like, are we scared because we are overthinking? Are we over caring? Are we over loving? Are we overdoing? Are we over pushing? Are we just over it in general? I'm starting to become over it in general. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired. And sometimes showing love to the wrong people is tiring. Showing love to the wrong things is tiring. But it doesn't mean that we wasted our time. We just now know where we should be putting our love and energy and time. Right? So why not join together as we pray together? We bow our heads and continue to ask God for His love, for His strength. So I guess I'll just take a moment right now and say, Our Father with the ark in heaven, please watch over us as for we have sinned. I am sorry for the sins I have committed, the sins that I have thought about, the sins that I put in motion. That is not the person I am. It's not the person I want to be. Not the person I want to express and show to everybody else in this world. What I want to show is the true, genuine love that you give me. That you continue to watch over us and send these blessings, these gifts, your strength, your knowledge, your information, your timing, your angels. You send it all to us when we haven't even asked sometimes, when we haven't even deserved it majority of the time. And lastly, sometimes we aren't even aware of what you are doing. But I can only give thanks and continue to ask and pray that you would continue to do the same every step forward that I make with you, every loving act that I do, I want to do for you, with you. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's not. But I don't want to dwell on what is easy and what isn't. I don't want my mind to focus on what I'm not capable of doing. I don't want my mind to wonder what I don't have. God, I ask you to continue to clear our mind and continue to fill more and more with love. True, genuine, authentic, crazy, beating love to the end. I ask for nothing less, I ask for nothing more, but you and your strength and your guidance for all my thoughts, for all of my body, for all of my life, for all that's in my life, and what that you have presented for me, and everything that I may not be able to see, I continue to ask you to bring to light. In Jesus' name, I will always pray for the mind, body, and soul, for the person who is the highest of all mighty power, God of all gods, and what I like to say, the true God. May we all come together in peace and show the love that we all are missing right now in the time of need. For those that were sick before us, for those who are missing, for those that we can no longer hear, for those who are screaming our name, for those who are asking to be chosen, to ask to be asking. Now is the time to ask God for true love. Ask him, where can I find my love? And he will always tell you it's within you, because it's from him to you. May God show you that light, that warmth, city. Don't let it go. Don't miss the opportunity. It's brighter on the other side, as God always shows us.